today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for today, we're going to speak about paradise in the view of Islam. So I invite you to be with us. Salamu alaikum. Today, Friday, is the 16th of Rabiul Thani, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Aban, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 11th of November, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. These verses, verses 20 to 24 from Chapter Al-Waqi'ah, are precious verses to listen to.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وفاكهة مما يتخيرون
and fruit of what they select
ولحم طير مما يشتهون
and the meat of fowl from whatever they desire.
وَحُورٌ عِينٌ
And for them are fair women with large beautiful eyes.
كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ
The likenesses of pearls well protected.
جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ
as reward for what they used to do.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verses treat of the material blessings in store for the people of paradise who are nearest to divine throne. Saying youth in paradise shall make available to them whatever kinds of fruits and the flesh of fowls, which they desire. It is worthy of note that the precedence of fruit over flesh is that the former is healthier and consumption of fruit before meal is far better. The divine blessings shall be bestowed upon them because of their righteous good deeds. Such that one may not falsely imagine that such innumerable divine blessings of paradise shall be bestowed upon anyone with no reason. But being accorded such blessings requires unfaltering belief and constant doing of righteous good deeds.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong and right. That often lies, cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
The topic of this episode is paradise in the view of Islam. In Islam, Jannah, or paradise, is the final abode of the righteous. According to one count, the word appears 147 times in the Quran. Belief in the hereafter is one of the articles of faith, a place where believers or mu'mineen will enjoy pleasure, while the unbelievers will suffer in Jahannam. Both Jannah and Jahannam are believed to have several levels in both cases. The higher the level, the more desirable in Jannah. The hereafter experiences are described as physical, psychic, and spiritual. Jannah is described with physical pleasures such as gardens, wine that has no after effects, and divine pleasures. The reward of pleasure will vary according to the righteous of the person. The characteristics of Jannah often have direct parallels with those of Jahannam. The pleasure and delights of Jannah or paradise described in the Quran are matched by the excruciating pain and horror of Jahannam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is your host Ali and we are with you with another topic. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about heaven and the abiders of heaven, al-Jannah. Many actions are said by the Quran and Hadith to lead people to the heaven. Men and women are said to be equal in this respect, actually. The most frequently mentioned features of heavenly people in Quran include faith, piety, righteousness, righteous action, obeying God and His Messenger, accepting the truth, purity, and avoiding polytheism. According to Al-Quran, there are also some points to the characters, such as to the characters of such people, such as humbleness towards God and people, fear of God, good behavior, and avoiding mundane desires, truthfulness, generosity, keeping one's promises, and financial aid to the needy and the poor, and avoiding arrogance. Some people are said to be prohibited from entering the heaven, such as those who deny divine signs of revelation of God. So I think I have to say goodbye to dear brothers and sisters and invite you to join us, inshallah, in our upcoming session with another topic to be discussed. Till then, I leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your
Among the list of pleasures of paradise, no disease and no death. Another cause of pain and suffering in this life is the death of loved one or disease, which are both non-existent in paradise. None will free any sickness or pain in paradise. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said about the people of paradise, they will never fall ill, blow their noses or spit. None will die in paradise. All shall live eternally, enjoying the pleasures therein. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said that a caller will call out in paradise when people enter it. Indeed, may you be healthy and never be sick again. May you live and never die again. May you be young and never grow feeble again. May you enjoy and never feel sorrow and regret again. How to achieve paradise? A simple way. Know who to follow. How easy is it to follow the media, to follow the singers, actors, and fashion instead of sticking to the ways of the Prophet Muhammad? When you feel tempted by your environment, learn from this moment of extreme regret when the people of hell realize that those whom they follow in the world are not able to help them in their pain and deep suffering. In chapter 33 of the Holy Quran, verses 64 to 66, Allah said and has prepared for them a flaming fire, wherein they will abide forever, and they will find neither a protector nor a helper. On the day when their faces will be turned over in the fire, they will say, "Oh, would that we had obeyed Allah and obeyed the Messenger."
You see, in the dunya, you may have some of the ni'am of the dunya here also. You can feel them, you can taste them. You can be a king, and you can have thousands of servants, and whatever you crave, they will bring you. Now, obviously not like the Jannah, because even if you're a king, there are things that you will crave and you can't have because they're not there, because it's not available. They couldn't find it for you. In Al-Jannah, whatever you crave, Allah Azza wa Jal will bring it for you. But in the Jannah, you still, if you are lucky, you have wealth, or you have servants, you can order and you will get what you want. For example, you sit and you plan a beautiful vacation to a resort island, and you stay at the beautiful five-star Ritz-Carlton there, and you take the presidential suite, and you have so many people there serving you. You have buffet, three-course meal, five-course meal, whatever, and the best of what the dunya has to offer to you. But the difference between the dunya and the akhirah is that no matter how much ni'am you may have, there is always what? There is always the chance that your fun could be spoiled. You're sitting, you're enjoying yourself in the jacuzzi, all of a sudden you get a phone call from your town, from your city that you came from. What is it? You have a legal problem now. You have a problem in your business. You have a family problem. The school is calling you to telling you your son, your daughter did such and such. And all of a sudden your fun, your party is ruined. In the dunya, yes, there's fun, there's joy, but there is also problems. There's also things that disturb your joy. Or all of a sudden you're eating and your stomach becomes sick. You become sick, you fall ill, and the entire trip is wasted. You don't enjoy it anymore. Or you become depressed. Or worst of all, you could fall and die. So the ni'am, the joys of the dunya, they are intertwined with what? With problems. Can you be for sure guarantee that 10 days on that resort island, you won't have any problems? No, this is the dunya. Comfort, he created it for the akhirah. Al-Jannah is where there is comfort, paradise. Dunya, it's all about struggles, it's all about problems.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark, I closed my eyes. Signs you put in my way, I walked every day further and
further. Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
To Allah, all praises to Allah.